Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll get the local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life Sunday podcast, where we talk to newsmakers, local celebrities, and people making a difference right here in our community.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
We're joined on the podcast by Kevin Avery, the host of the Kevin and Taylor Show. Of the Kevin and Taylor Show on 104.7 The Fish. Kevin, you are the longest running morning radio show host in Atlanta.
Yeah. We've been on the air together here. It'll be 21 years in the fall. And before that, we were a morning show together in West Palm Beach. So as a show, we've been doing the show. It'll be 24 years, but 22 or 21 years here in Atlanta.
So you beat out Bert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. By a few months. We beat him by a few months.
Really? That's one of those things where when you talk about radio in Atlanta, that his name seems to come up first. And then there's, oh yeah, Kevin and Taylor have been here forever.
Well, if we can hang in there another 20 years, maybe we can flip that around.
Wouldn't that be nice? Now, when you moved from West Palm Beach, did you move straight to West Cobb where you are now?
Moved to Powder Springs when we first moved here. Actually moved to a hotel in Alpharetta for the first about month. Then got settled in, looked around, and that was we liked Cobb County and thought it's great. We have four kids, great place to raise kids. Well, when we moved here, we had three. Our daughter April is the only one born and bred completely in Georgia. But we had three kids and we were looking for, you know, a nice community. And we were like, oh my gosh, this is like the Powder Springs was like Mayberry at the time. It was really, really small, felt like a really small town. It was away from the city, but close enough to the city to still enjoy all the, you know, go to a Braves game or go to a Hawks game or whatever. But we were far enough out that we felt like we were in the country. So it was just the perfect place for us.
And then where are you going? What are you doing? Because when you Google Kevin Avery from The Fish, you see a lot of bicycle photos. Where are you doing all this?
Oh, yeah. Cycling is my thing. I mean, I was a runner for years. And the saying with all runners are future cyclists, because eventually your knees will start hurting, your shins will start hurting, and you got to do something else. And so that all roads lead to the bike shop. So for my 40th birthday, my wife got me my first road bike. And I started riding it. And within a week, all of my leg pain went away. So I was like, I'm hooked. This is it. I never ran again. I was a pretty hardcore runner. I did marathons, did the San Francisco marathon, did the Atlanta, the Publix marathon like three or four times. So I was really, really into it. But cycling just got a hold of me. And at the time when we lived in Powder Springs, our community backed right up to the Silver Comet Trail. So I would jump on my bike and within 5 minutes, I was on the Silver Comet Trail. And I don't know if you've been out there, but it's, you know, it's all pedestrian and well, bikes, rollerblades, joggers, walkers. You can just go all the way to Alabama with, you know, no traffic. There's no cars. It's beautiful. One of the best parts about living here in Cobb County is the Silver Comet Trail.
I have been out there on I have a bicycle, just a cruiser bicycle that I'll take out and do, you know, 4 or 5 miles, just enjoy. Yeah. And you're right, because it's old railroad lines that they now put a biking and walking and running path on. So you've got this growth with trees hanging over. It's nice and shaded, even on a super hot day.
Right. And the nice thing, too, is if you roll out west and you keep going, you can get the Rock Mart. And there's a nice little downtown area. There's a great coffee shop there. You can stop and get a coffee. I got my wife what's called an e-bike. It has an electric motor on it. So she can ride with me because I'm a little bit faster than my wife is.
Okay.
So we'll go for a ride. And we head out from the caboose right there in Hiram. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but there's a big red caboose that's the Paulding County Police Station. We'll head from there into Cobb County, or we'll park at Florence Road in Powder Springs and head out towards Paulding County. But it's such a gift to people in our area to get out there, get some exercise. You don't have to worry about cars. You know, it's really safe. So we just love it.
It's one of those things where when you first say it that, hey, I'm going to get on this trail and ride my bicycle to Rock Mart, that sounds crazy.
Well, when you've been riding for a while and you build up to it, I mean, one of the things that cyclists like to do, particularly in the summertime, is what they call a century ride. It's a 100-mile ride. You know, it's a big, huge group of people. And some of the bigger rides will have up to like 1,000 or more people doing the rides. So it's not that far. And I have a couple training buddies. We'll do that ride on a Saturday morning. And it's about 50 miles round trip when we do a training ride like that. But we stop for espresso halfway. We call it go-go juice. So, but then another place that I love to ride specifically in Cobb County is Kennesaw Mountain. You can ride a bike up and down the road that leads to the top of Kennesaw Mountain Monday through Friday. Weekends you can't. Weekends it's closed to cars and bikes. But Monday through Friday, you can ride your bike to the top. And you'll see cyclists there doing training rides all the time.
Are you suggesting that they're riding up and down and up and down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not suggesting it. I was just there yesterday doing that.
You're doing that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it's for anyone that's into exercising, if you're into running or if you're into cycling, it's having a mountain like that. Here, I mean, most people don't have a legit mountain in their backyard, but it is. I mean, it's got 10% gradients. It's 1.5 miles long. I mean, it's comparable to what you would find out in the West Georgia mountains. The only difference is out there, you'd ride up one, ride a few more miles, find another one, ride up that one. For this, you just go up and down and up and down. But people, yeah, I see the same people out there 2-3 times a week.
Wow. It sounds hard.
It takes some building up to it. Yeah. And some, I mean, some guys, there's one guy who's a nationally known cyclist who tried to get what they call the KOM, King of the Mountain, the fastest time to the top. And he made this big national spectacle about it. And he bailed halfway up because he realized my time isn't even close. I'm not going to make it. So he turned around, and bailed on it.
It's funny to think that all of that is happening right here in Cobb County, that they're like little gyms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the other thing, too, about Kennesaw Mountain that being such a great historical site. I mean, the center at the base of the mountain, so much to learn there and so much to do. And then the park rangers are there. They can tell you know where to go to see the different historical sites and stuff. And this is kind of cool, too. I don't know about you, but I've thought about this at Kennesaw Mountain. It was a battlefield during the Civil War, right? You had this battle between, you know, brothers and cousins are fighting each other and stuff. And now you go up and down Kennesaw Mountain and you see people of all nationalities, all races, and they're just out there having a nice day in the sun. And it's like pretty cool that right here in Cobb County, we've come that far in a span of, historically, of a pretty short amount of time. I think that's pretty neat.
Kevin Avery is half of the Kevin and Taylor Show from 104.7 The Fish. He is the longest running morning radio show host in Atlanta. And since you brought up something that could lead into some controversial talk, when you're hosting a morning show on a Christian radio station, as you do, mm-hmm. how do you touch on all of these topics that have come up as of late that can be really, hot button issues?
Yeah. Oh, wow. And there's no shortage of them nowadays, right? What we try to do is remember like the mission of our morning show. And we try to, it's very simple. We try to represent the welcoming heart of God. That's what we do. What Taylor and I do every day, no matter what we're presenting. We don't get it right 100% of the time, but that's what we really try to do. So pick the topic. Is this going to represent the welcoming heart of God and how we're going to represent it, how we're going to present this? So we try to be as inclusive as possible. We don't do really hot button issues, but we'll talk about things like race. But the way that we'll talk about race is, isn't it awesome that we serve a God who's made so many different types of people? We have so many different shades of colors. We have so many different cultures. We have so many different nationalities, and try to point people towards appreciating them or exploring them, and unifying people in the fact that no matter what your skin color is, no matter what your race is, we're all children of God. We're all brothers and sisters when it comes down to it. So move forward from some of the earthly things that separate us, point towards the divine and eternal things that join us, and try to focus on that.
Were you able to do the same thing when the election was going on?
One thing we don't do, politics, because we've got folks. I'll tell you a story. One time we were at a fair. I think it was the North Georgia State Fair over at Jim Marr Miller Park. And we had a family come up to us, and they were – this was – oh, what election was it? It was when I think President Obama was running against Senator McCain. Anyhow, had a family come up to us, and they had on McCain t-shirts. We love your radio station. You guys are the best. Can we get a picture? Great. Sure. Thanks for coming. We'll see you later. They move on. 5 minutes later, a family with Obama shirts comes up. We love your radio station. We love you guys. Can we get a picture? Sure. That'd be great. The fact that we can be so relatable to both families, so much so that they want to come and get a picture with us, you know, we've ingrained ourselves with them that much, I think speaks volumes to focusing on what's important. And for us, it's not politics. We're not there to make a political statement or to take a side on you need to vote for this guy or vote for that guy. I mean, when you come down to it, we're both driven by our faith. That's what we are. It's not hard to figure out where we would come down on things, but we want on the radio for people to feel like they are welcome, no matter what part of the political spectrum they come from. On the Kevin and Taylor Show, they have a place with us.
And do you feel like the people who listen to your radio show are okay with that, that they're accepting of that, or do they want to bring you over to another side?
Well, occasionally, because I think that people don't know which side either of us would be on. And Taylor and I, by the way, off the air, we don't always agree on like a lot of the hot button stuff. But that's not important. That's not why, you know, why we're there. So I think that approaching the show from a standpoint of let's not pick a side. There's enough of that going on in the media. I mean, everything from the two different parties to media sources. It's everything's always presented in here's the situation, and you need to either pick A or B. We don't want to be those people. We want to be like, let's let them do that. That's not our lane. We're going to stay in our lane, which is a lane that tries to say, hey, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the things that do join us together as followers of Christ.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more with Kevin Avery.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey, Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG now and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG now.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
We're back with Kevin Avery. He's half of the Kevin and Taylor Show on 104.7 The Fish. And I'm curious, Kevin, do you have specific rules, hard and fast rules, when y'all are on the radio that you can't, things you can't do?
Yeah, I mean, there's subject matter that we won't do. You won't hear a lot of celebrity talk, that type of thing on our show. You won't hear tawdry relationship talk. Because we always try to keep in mind our target listener is a mom who's taking her kids to school. So we want to talk about stuff that's relatable to her, but she's not going to have that moment where she goes and grab the radio dial to change it because her kids are in the car with her. You know what I mean? We're just not going to touch subjects that are offensive or that would make an adult uncomfortable hearing it with their kids or with their mom. Either one. So that's pretty much a guideline for us of anything that we do. And then we want to make sure that we're in the wheelhouse of who our listener is, a mom or a dad who's trying to get their day started and they're looking for a place that's going to, you know, validate who they are, that I think is going to make them. I think personally, there's something really heroic in just the average guy going to work every day. I think there's something really substantial and significant in a dad or a mom getting up every day, going to a job that they may or may not like, their boss is on their back, and they're doing it because they want to give their kids a better life. To me, that's something that it's saintly. I mean, to do that every day. If we can be that place that encourages them, gives them a shot in the arm in the morning, then that's who we want to be. So that's kind of a rule that we have too, is we want to be a place that will take them, that will take our listeners to an emotional state that they want to be in. They may get in the car and be like, oh my gosh, my kids, my teenage daughter won't even talk to me. My wife's mad at me. I forgot to pay the electric bill. I got to go to pay that in person. They're going to turn off my electric. They're just having that kind of day. They want to be in a different emotional state, and they turn on our show, hopefully, and we can take them there.
And you've been doing it for almost 21 years here in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you consider yourself famous?
I don't think so. I mean, I think a lot of people know us, but I don't think we're famous because I think we're just like normal people. You know, when we meet somebody in the grocery store or something, somebody says, hey, are you Kevin from The Fish? I'll be like, yeah. And we'll just chat for a minute and I'll make like comment on, you know, something in their cart or something like that. And they'll go, you're really just like a normal person. Like I hear on the radio, I'm like, yeah, what you hear is what you get. This is it. There's no flash.
Yeah. 21 years is a long time to fake it if you were faking.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. That's true. So yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that we do because there's enough people out there on the radio who are the exact opposite you listen to them for 10 minutes and you just feel awful. We want to do the opposite. We want you to feel great when you listen to our show.
Have you ever been starstruck?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. Biggest one was when we met Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York. And it was when she had first had her split from, I forget who it was she was married to. But she was coming to Macy's and doing a tour of her. She had a dinnerware collection out. And we went to meet her. And we had all these like fun questions we were going to ask her. Like Taylor had named her dog after her. Had named her Fergie, and she was going to go, oh, I named my dog after you. But when she walked in the room, she put on like you knew she thought she was royalty. She just walked in and we were the only ones there. No one else showed up. It was like us and her. So we walk up to her and go, hey, could we ask you a few questions? I'm not kidding you. She goes, that's what you're here for. So, yeah, I was a little at that point, I was a little like, ugh. But other than her, I don't think not really too much. Maybe when we got to meet Sting, because I've been such a big fan of his for years. But other than that, not really.
Where did you meet Sting?
He did a tour early 2000s, and he played Phillips Arena, and we're friends. We had done shows there with our artists. So I called the guy that ran it at the time and said, hey, you think you could get us in to meet Sting? He was like, absolutely. So, and this is a funny story too. So we go to meet Sting, right? And there are two groups of people there. He's really into saving the rainforest. So there were people from the Rainforest Coalition there. Now, picture in your head what you think those people look like. I mean, they're granolas. They're the tree huggers, the Birkenstock wearers. That's them. Then there's another group of people that paid like $2,000 to be backstage and meet Sting. They're all like super like from rich people from like Buckhead or Alpharetta or something like that. And they're dressed to the nines. They look really, really sharp. So those are the two groups. So we're waiting backstage and the guy that I'm friends with says, hey, wait here for a minute. I have to go check on something in front of the house. I'll be back in a minute. He leaves. The tour manager comes back and he goes, who are you here with? And we went, and he goes, you're rainforest people. And we were like, Well, no. We're dressed better than that. We don't look like rainforest people. Come on. He goes, well, who are you here with? We said, we're here with Kevin, the guy who runs the place. He's like, we're going to have to go wait outside because I don't know who you're here with. And it turned into this whole big thing. But we were so insulted. No offense to the Rainforest Coalition people, but they didn't dress really well. They looked like they came from Woodstock. And I don't mean Woodstock, Georgia. I mean Woodstock, New York.
You wanted to be somewhere in the middle.
Right? We wanted to be cooler than that. Yeah. I mean, come on.
I love that. Let's bring it back home and talk about when you are here at home, you're relaxing. Tell me where you're going out. You know, when you got to get the family out, where are you going and hanging out?
Oh, well, we have a couple of places. First of all, because my kids are getting older, hanging out with the family is usually me and my wife now. two of our daughters have moved out. Our son has moved back home with COVID. He's a musician and he lived in Nashville and that industry just completely shut down. So he's here now working on his jazz studies. Master's degree at GSU. So he's still with us and so is our youngest daughter, but they have their own lives going on. So it's usually my wife and I. We did a thing during COVID called the Quest for the Best Pizza, and we would go and get carry out pizza. So we hit name a pizza place in Cobb County. We went there. We went to the new one over by KSU the other day called Legion. Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
It's Roman style pizza. Oh, so good. It didn't really – we were doing New York-style pizza. That's not New York-style pizza, but our favorite place has been this kind of hole-in-the-wall type place over by Sprayberry High School. It's called La Bella. If you like New York-style pizza, you have got to go there. Have to. I mean, it's nothing to write home about from the restaurant itself. As a matter of fact, it's just a walk-up with a counter, and that's it. Pizza is so good. Oh,
I mean, you're selling it. You're selling it. I'm totally into that.
I'm telling you, got to go. But both of those places, like do a pizza weekend. Go to one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Fantastic.
Well, if you'd like to get out and find things like that, have you found other hidden places in Cobb County and around the area that you are now your go-tos?
Yeah. My wife, this is kind of interesting. And I've talked about this on the radio. I haven't had a drink alcohol in 25 years now. Had a drinking problem as a young man, just stopped cold turkey. But my wife really enjoys wine. So we kid around that we're the perfect couple, that I'll take her to a wine tasting and I'm the perfect date because I'm the designated driver. So we'll go to different wine tastings around the area and different wine. Like there's a place called Uncorked. And she likes to go there for their wine tastings and stuff. So we'll go there with some friends. We like to go to an Ackworth Fish Time. Have you been to Fish Time?
No, I haven't.
Very good place there. Excellent food, and they have a nice outside eating area this time of the year, especially is really nice, you know, until it gets too hot this summer. But yeah, we try to hit a lot of places.
We're joined on the podcast by Kevin Avery. He is half of the Kevin and Taylor Show on 104.7 The Fish. And do you tell people that you're nationally syndicated, or is that something that is you kind of keep to yourself?
Oh, yeah. I try to tell everybody. I'm kind of a big deal.
It's when you say the words out loud, nationally syndicated morning radio or nationally syndicated radio show host, it does sound like a really big deal. But then you talk to you and you're just a normal guy.
Well, the only way it really affects us on the radio is what happens. I'll let you guys peek behind the curtain. The show that you hear here in Atlanta, in Cobb County, is local. You hear that it's live every day. If you hear us make a local reference, what is sent out to our 100 station network is they'll edit out the local parts. So for instance, if I said, I had the best pizza by Sprayberry High School, it was New York style pizza, our producer will edit out the by Sprayberry High School. So I had the best pizza, it was New York style pizza. So that's what goes out to the network. So people here, you're experiencing a real live show. People around the country, sometimes they'll catch on and they'll go, I heard you say something and that didn't sound like Cleveland, or that didn't sound like Portland. There's two markets that we're in. And we'll let them know. We'll go like, oh yeah, we're here in Atlanta. And so we don't hide it that we're an Atlanta show, but in those other markets, because there's sensitivity in the local markets to us being from out of town, we don't mention it there. But do I mention it to people like locally? Not really. Sometimes. I mean, there are a lot of people who are longtime listeners of our show. I mean, what people come up to us who are like, oh my gosh, they'll be like 30 something with kids. I used to listen to you on my way to middle school with my mom, you know, and now they're a mom with their own kids. And they're kind of cheerleaders for the show and the station because they want to see Christian music and Christian radio get bigger and bigger and bigger. So we'll let people like that, and we'll go, hey, like, because we know you'd want to know this. We're on 116 radio stations now. Like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. Go, yeah, that's pretty weird that God can use, you know, Taylor always say God can use two fools like us. Who can he use?
Is radio what you wanted to do? Is that what you had always dreamed of doing, or did you fall into
it? Oh, it's dream job. Are you kidding? Dream job for me. I've always been into two things, music and talking. So, I mean, it's perfect. I mean, in high school, I was the guy that I'd play this albums. I mean, that's how long ago it was. I'd play albums or my tapes at home, and I'd call my friends on the phone. I'd listen to music and talk to them all day. So it's kind of what I do, you know, for a living now. I have zero musical talent, none whatsoever, but I love music. I mean, I'm so passionate about music.
Tell me what you're listening to now.
Oh my gosh. I love the new Danny Gokey album. I don't know if you've heard that. He was an American Idol finalist. I like that a lot. We Are Messengers. I like them. A lot of the new stuff that's out right now that we're playing. Oh, have you heard the CeCe Winans song, Believe For It? Write that down. CeCe Winans, Believe For It. Such a good song. Why we haven't been playing CeCe for years, I don't know, but we're finally playing her. So here's the funny thing. In the studio, you would think working at a radio station where you hear the songs, you know, like over and over and over again, you'd get bored with them. I don't know. I turn them way up every day. But here's something else on the air that I'm very open about that I love. I am an 80s hair band fanatic. The 80s rock and roll bands, I love them. So I listen to them a ton too.
Okay, like who?
Bon Jovi. It took my wife on a cruise. It was a Runaway to Paradise with John Bon Jovi. So he was like on the boat and did like two or three concerts and stuff. Okay, he wasn't on the boat. That's a lie. It's not a lie. It's not true. Well, here's what happened. You get on the boat, right, with all these other Bon Jovi fanatics, and you set out to sea, and they've got a Bon Jovi tribute band, and they've got an 80s band, and all these other people. Then we pulled into port in the Bahamas where John was vacationing with his family. He gets on the boat. We go back out to sea. Now, you might be thinking, well, why didn't you just stay in port and let him do the concert while you're in port? Well, because the boat has to pay taxes to the Bahamas for the restaurants, the gambling, the T-shirts, everything that they sell or do business with while they're in port, they have to pay tax on. So they want to go back out to sea. So we get John, we go back out to sea. He does his concert, we go back to port, we drop him off, we go back out to sea. He's doing a concert the next night. We go back into port, we pick him up, we go back out to sea. It's ridiculous. And the organizer of the concert was like, next time we're going to try to get him to stay on the boat. We tried to show him like that he can have his own private area. It'll be like, you know, a getaway for him and his family. He doesn't need to worry about being overrun with fans all the time and stuff. And I was like, I don't know about that. These women are pretty crazy.
but was it good? Was the music good? Did it sound good on the boat?
Oh, it's phenomenal. He was so good. Collective Soul was on the trip too. I forget the name of the other band. I think of it. Tool. Tool was on the trip. My son was like, oh my gosh, Tool went on that. I mean, so it was like nonstop music. And here's a tip. If you are a single guy, go on the John Bon Jovi cruise, because the ratio of men to women.
Yeah.
I was like, I think there were 2,000 people on board and there was like 300 guys. That was it.
Yeah. If somebody had told you that 30 years ago,
right.
A whole different story.
Right. Right. My wife was like, I need to hold you close. These women are crazy.
Kevin Avery is half of the Kevin and Taylor Show on 104.7 The Fish. You can hear them weekdays here, or did you say 116?
116 radio stations.
116 different radio stations across the country. Just Google them and you can find them. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in studio and talking with us.
Oh, thanks, Rob. Are we done? That's it?
We're done.
I can stay. I got more.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty. I'm your neighbor in Cobb County. I was born and raised in Marietta. I know the neighborhoods, the area, and the market. Let me help you find the house of your dreams. Visit me online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. Thanks for listening to the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. Be sure to listen all week long for local news from the Marietta Daily Journal. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.